coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. It only figures that with the Americans in the height of their silly season, brackets, political campaigns, that we should focus on a Canadian who's looking to lead his party out in New Brunswick, Mike Murphy. A strong background in harness racing that goes back through his family is seeking the leadership of the Liberal Party. What does that mean for harness racing in New Brunswick? We'll ask Mike Murphy on this week's edition of Trot Radio. Mike Murphy, no stranger to harness racing as a participant and certainly a big fan of the game. Also a former Liberal cabinet minister in the New Brunswick government and taking a run at the leadership now. Mike, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
The question is going to be, is Mike Murphy the answer for harness racing in New Brunswick? I want to get to that, but let's talk a little bit of hardcore politics here. Just briefly, and then we'll get that out of the way. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. In March of 2011, Mike, you told Trot Magazine in an exclusive feature that you didn't agree with the party's direction, so you left quietly. More specifically, it was over the proposed sale of NB Power to Hydro-Québec. This proposed sale ended up falling through, and many pointed to this event, as what cost the Liberals the September election. Your take on that?
Well, that's certainly quite an exaggeration on the part of whomever you've spoken to. I left political life in December of 2009. There was an election. I think 10 months later, I indicated I was leaving to spend time with my family. I didn't say family reasons. I said I agreed with the initiatives of government, which I certainly did, but I didn't go on to any detail to outline that I didn't agree with the direction of government because there's no need to blow up your colleagues. So I did the same as Jean Chrétien, Mr. Turner, and even the present Prime Minister when they didn't agree with the direction of matters within government. They just simply quietly went away. It was a one-day story. So there is a leadership race underway here in New Brunswick, and certainly things will be said by various camps and parties in an effort to enhance their own opportunities. The pure and simple fact is that we're moving forward. The small L Liberal policies that I have embraced and tried to recapture for our party, I think will put us in a position to win in another 2.5 years.
You've been practicing law since leaving government. What prompted your decision to go back into politics?
I've always been a believer that New Brunswickers have enough confidence in each other that we can solve our own problems. I think that there's a couple of things that we don't have to wait for anybody from outside New Brunswick to come in and solve our problems. We have a very capable apparatus here of government and of people. The second thing is that I think it's high time that New Brunswick got its deal with the federal government. Nova Scotia has a $25 billion deal. Ontario has the auto pack. Quebec has federal provincial agreements. Newfoundland has guarantees in the Atlantic Accord. And quite frankly, New Brunswick has absolutely nothing. So I'd like to see federal participation in a deal that that enhances our opportunity at free post-secondary education, immigration, and some tax-free zones for the depressed areas in northern New Brunswick. We've been left by the wayside, and it's time that our relationship with the federal government change in a very substantial way.
Two more political questions. Some would suggest you left politics the first time with class and not causing any trouble, as you've pointed out. Others have argued that perhaps you took your ball and went home when things didn't go your way. What's your response to that?
I always answer that in kind of a rhetorical way. I mean, if that is an issue, why is it that I have hundreds of people across the province committed and working in the campaign, and why is it that the majority of the caucus of which I was a member openly support me, including 37 former MLAs and ministers and 3 members of the present caucus and probably a couple more to come? When circumstances converge such that you feel it's best for the government of which you're a member, for you to quietly go away, this is not something I invented. It's happened in Canadian politics dozens and dozens of times.
Why are you the right choice for the Liberal leadership?
I'll be 54 in a couple of days. I've practiced law for 29 years. I have gotten up at 3, 4, and 5 in the morning like most Canadians and worried about my children and health care and jobs and trying to make ends meet. I was the Minister of Health 3 years. I have persevered through some very significant triumphs and tragedies. We have an $8 billion a year enterprise that is the government of New Brunswick, and we need somebody with significant experience in order to go forward and to succeed at the things we've talked about. Finally, you know, when you've been through the mill, as I and many Canadians have been, you learn to listen. It may not be your nature, but you learn to listen and listen well and know what you don't know. And I'm certainly at that stage of my life.
Well, let's move on to harness racing now, because that's really what we want to sink our teeth into here. Is Mike Murphy the answer for harness racing based on your experience and those sorts of things you bring to the table?
Well, I think I am because harness racing in New Brunswick once comprised hundreds of part-time jobs and many, many dozens of full-time jobs. It has gone downhill steadily in the last 20 years and certainly in the last few years. We don't necessarily now have to put any government money at all into harness racing, but what we can do is by our availability of regulations, we can certainly enhance the opportunities for harness racing. We can speak to those who have the contracts for the casino, for example, and encourage them to participate in harness racing and ensure that opportunities are there.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Pardon me for interrupting.
Yeah.
You've got the Casino New Brunswick with 500 slot machines, 22 tables, poker room, 8 tables of that. How can Exhibition Park and Fredericton work together with them? Wouldn't it be better if they were on site with the casino?
Well, that's the thing. The question mark is, you know, what is it that can be facilitated in the future? The contract that exists with Casino New Brunswick and the government is always subject to amendment if Casino New Brunswick is willing to partake in harness racing. I think that it will enhance their opportunities in the province and will create more employment in Moncton, St. John, and Fredericton. It certainly supports farmers, and it supports a lot of ancillary workers to harness racing. And as I say, there's no government money that is needed at this stage because you have Casino New Brunswick, which is doing well and can probably broaden its span and reach a little bit by supporting farmers and supporting these part-time and full-time jobs. I think they could be poised to do well. And employment in New Brunswick could go up.
Casino New Brunswick is a provincially owned corporation?
No, it's not. It's a privately owned corporation. It was facilitated by the provincial government's amendment of some regulations to allow a casino. There was some discussion that there was going to be harness racing in Moncton and certainly some type of gaming facility in St. John, but by and large that has fallen by the wayside, although I think that Casino New Brunswick may very well be encouraged by a lot of the players in New Brunswick to embrace St. John and embrace Moncton and Fredericton. There's 150 video lottery machines that are available to those racetracks. Perhaps some type of arrangement can be made so that their own infrastructure and facilities are enhanced and people can begin to work in the industry again.
Well, that would be ideal to have some sort of ancillary gaming going on at a racetrack, because that invariably is what's going to bring the crowds to the property, and then it's up to the individual racetracks to market them back over to the harness side.
Exactly. And look, anything is possible, but it's really a situation where I think that the government of the day needs to look at what can be done for agriculture in this province and what small part-time and full-time jobs can be created. You know, they always say that when you're involved in saddle horses, race horses, the cheapest thing of everything is the horse. I mean, there's trailers to be fixed, there's harnesses to be fixed, there's grain and hay to be grown, there's stalls to be cleaned. There's a lot of employment around this, and people throughout the ages, thousands of years, have a fixation and a love of horses.
Well, you ought to know, because you've been that guy up at 5 in the morning doing everything from cleaning the stalls to jogging the horses.
I was there about 45 minutes ago.
And, good for you.
And I didn't clean too many stalls this morning. I have them running in and out through side barns. But, you know, there's something about it. It's kind of prehistoric. I mean, it's like, It's like men and women that love to stare at fires. It's just the way it is throughout the ages, and horses were part of that.
I think it's in the DNA. If you don't love the most magnificent animal in the world, there's got to be something wrong with you. Quick question, just to make sure my research is right or wrong. Did not the current government cut off funding to the Atlantic Sire Stakes in New Brunswick?
Yes, they did.
Okay, what's your feeling about that?
Well, look, there was a time a few years ago that I would have been up in arms, but in New Brunswick, we're grappling with a real fiscal situation that is that has to be brought to the ground. It's very difficult to say to New Brunswickers, some of whom don't have proper dental care, some of whom are having a terrible difficult time making ends meet, that, hey, by the way, we're going to put $100,000 into harness racing, into the Atlantic Sire Stakes. So I can't say that it's something that that I would reverse if I were in the position of the government today.
You helped create Harness Racing New Brunswick, and since then it's managed to fulfill a very good function. There was talk last year of Harness Racing New Brunswick having the funds to finish some of those rather long-awaited projects to the physical grounds, as well as refurbishing the OTBs. Any idea if that's on schedule?
I don't know if any of that's on schedule, but I think that Harness Racing New Brunswick needs to reach out to the business community, because the business community most likely will partner with Harness Racing New Brunswick if there's a good business plan there and an opportunity to reap some reward. And, of course, if the government can encourage Casino New Brunswick to broaden its reach and put some funds with the 150 video lottery machines that are there already into the infrastructure in St. John, in Fredericton, first off, that probably is going to create a fair amount of employment, and they can look at Moncton later.
Okay, well, we'll hope for the best. Moncton did at one time host a very impressive racetrack. Let's hope we can bring it back to some semblance of those days.
I hope so, and soon.
Mike Murphy, best of luck in the upcoming campaign. Hopefully it won't be as nasty as what we're seeing stateside with the Republicans. I don't think liberals eat their young quite the same way.
No, but they lick their chops.
Best of luck, sir. Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.